Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Three of Free Talk Live is now underway. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We're going to change gears a little bit here in hour number three because, well, it is 9:10.
No, it's 9:06.
No. The date.
Yes.
The date is 9:10. And so since tomorrow's 9/11, we'll talk about 9/11 here in a minute, but I would just like to say on air that the one thing a lot of folks seem to forget about was that the day before 9/11, the infamous day, 9/11, Mr. Rumsfeld got on national TV and said, the United States has somehow misplaced 2.3, was it trillion?
Trillion, I saw it today.
With a T?
Yeah, with a T.
2.3.
Not billion.
Trillion dollars.
That's chump change.
Yeah, oops.
How do you misplace 2.3 trillion dollars?
There were suspicions that, you know, folks saw like pallets full of actual cash being shipped overseas to like the Middle East and that kind of thing. So there were, you know, conspiracy theories abound about, was that the 2.3 trillion being said? Well, no, because that amount of cash doesn't actually exist in cash.
Of course not.
You know, so, you know, it could have been, you know, millions, but not trillions for sure. But yeah, and so whatever happened to that money?
Audit the Fed.
Hey, does anybody know?
Has the Fed been audited?
No, it hasn't, no. Well, at first it was end the Fed, and then, you know, that was too strong, apparently. So they're like, well, if we can't end it, I guess we'll just audit it. It's like, I mean, it just seemed like such a weak approach, you know. End the Fed, completely. Just shut that thing down, you know. Well, cryptocurrency exists. It probably can't scale fast enough, but, you know, we'll get by. We'll figure it out.
Well, though I do agree with end the Fed, I also agree with putting forth a less scary idea for the dumb public to swallow first.
You know, I don't really care.
Such as?
Audit the Fed.
I don't really care what the Fed does. Let's just get out of the United States. Let's get New Hampshire out of the United States. It's only a little over a million people. We can do that. We can use cryptocurrency. We can just, you know, we can use goldbacks, whatever.
Right.
We don't need any of that.
That would be preferable.
That's what I would like.
Just disregard the Fed.
Yeah, I mean, the Fed can do whatever it wants.
Disregard the Fed, yes.
And ignore the Fed. What we want.
Ignore the Fed. That's sound.
Just whenever the Fed comes and sends you letters and calls you, just go like, do you hear something? It will annoy them so much. Disregard the Fed.
Yeah, disregard the Fed. So I would like to know, I mean, I guess it really doesn't matter. You know, the government did whatever they did with that $2.3 trillion.
All right, what is the debt for the United States? I have to ask.
Oh, it's
like $19 trillion.
I guess
I can Google it.
It's such a big number that you know.
I feel like it was $2 trillion when I was younger.
It's more than that. It's like quadrillion.
Like the idea that like you can lose $2 trillion when your debt is $20 trillion is like,
yeah, it's
how?
It's not
how?
Like, it's not like Rumsfeld misplaced the checkbook or dropped his wallet or something. Like, we somehow just can't account for $2.3 trillion. We don't know. Now,
it says $28 trillion on usdebtclock.org.
Oh my god. Time to scandal.
Yeah.
You can go to usdebtclock.org and watch inflation in real time. I'm watching it right now.
Yes. And the more you do that, the more like depressed you get.
Like, these numbers are just going up. Like, it's not like a up and then up and then down. Yeah, it's just straight up.
That is the sight of the money printer going. It's just printing away. Chugging along.
I guess that's the closest you can get to the site because they aren't printing real cash dollars.
The little printer that could. You know, yep, that's what they're doing. So, at any rate, tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11, of course, and John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute at rutherford.org has penned an opinion piece titled 20 Years of Government-Sponsored Tyranny, the Rise of the Security Industrial Complex from 9/11 to COVID-19. And it starts with a quote from Osama bin Laden, of all people. The quote is, "I tell you, freedom and human rights in America are doomed. The U.S. government will lead the American people in, and the West in general, into an unbearable hell and a choking life," unquote. That was October 2001, as reported by CNN.
Well, seems pretty true to me.
I mean,
where have we been the last 20 years?
An unbearable hell.
Yeah. What a strange and harrowing road we've walked since September 11, 2001, littered with the debris of our once vaunted liberties. We've gone from a nation that took great pride in being a model of a representative democracy to being a model of how to persuade a freedom-loving people to march in lockstep with a police state. Our losses are mounting with every passing day. What began with the post-9/11 passage of the USA Patriot Act has snowballed into the eradication of every vital safeguard against government overreach, corruption, and abuse.
Yeah, and when was this written? Because now we're basically almost Australia level.
This was written September 7th, 2021. So what he's doing is he's, first of all, talking about, you know, the early stages of 9/11, right?
Yep.
So he's talking about 2001.
Yeah.
Right. And so this article is, you know, sort of a commentary on the loss of freedoms that we've experienced over the last 20 years.
Yep.
So the citizenry's unquestioning acquiescence to anything the government wants to do in exchange for the phantom promise of safety and security has resulted in a society where the nation has been locked down into a militarized, mechanized, hypersensitive, legalistic, self-righteous, goose-stepping antithesis of every principle upon which the nation was founded. Set against a backdrop of government surveillance, militarized police, SWAT team raids, asset forfeiture, eminent domain, overcriminalization, armed surveillance drones, whole body scanners, stop and frisk searches, police violence, and the like, all of which have been sanctioned by Congress, the White House, and the courts, our constitutional freedoms have been steadily chipped away at, undermined, eroded, whittled down, and generally discarded.
Yep, and it's a slow, I mean, not like super slow, but they do it in little steps too. Like one of our friends in a Telegram group today, which you should join the Matrix server, not the Telegram groups. But anyways, one of our friends was talking about how this situation with Joe Biden saying that all companies with 100 employers need to mandate the vaccine needs to be shown to like the future generation, like the children. This is what happens when you allow the government, like 20 years ago, to implement OSHA. Oh, it's just, we're just mandating safety regulations. It's just a little thing. That turns into 20 years down the line, you have to mandate that your employees get an experimental shot in their arm.
It is. It's a slippery slope, yep. You know, and it's crazy because it's like, how... Look, this is the same thing we have, right? Like with driver's license, right? Driver's licenses, you know, first of all, they were this thing of bigotry, and then you knew they weren't going to end. It wasn't going to end there, and then somehow it turned into a safety thing, yeah. And then it turned into like, and the crazy thing is like even in the late 1960s, you didn't even have to take any kind of, you know, test, written or oral, in order to get a driver's license.
They did the same with passports. Passports were originally, I believe, World War II, a temporary thing,
right?
Right. And so now everybody's got to have one if you want to cross an imaginary line.
Right. And, you know, and they use these tools to suppress us. And people don't understand that when they can take away your driver's license or they can take away your passport, they can take away your freedom. And so something, you know, as little as a parking ticket might at some point in the near future become something where they take away your license over it.
Oh, yeah. And, in fact, it does. We'll talk more about how the rights embodied in the Constitution have been eviscerated almost completely. Here on Free Talk Live. More is on the way. 603-283-6160.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
listening to Free Talk Live. With a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything at all, whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's me, Captain.
It's me, Bonnie.
And Chris.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off, now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and literally could be taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night, posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at library.com. And then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. So again, visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com. Uncensorable. I love it. The blockchain continues to revolutionize the way human beings interact with each other, and it's not going to stop. All right, so we've been talking about the past 20 years or so of continued erosion of, you know, everything that resembles rights in the United States of America since 9/11. Free speech, the right to protest, the right to challenge government wrongdoing, due process, presumption of innocence, the right to self-defense, accountability and transparency in government, privacy, press sovereignty, assembly, bodily integrity, representative government, all of these and more have become casualties in the government's war on the American people, a war that has grown more pronounced since 9/11, says Mr. Whitehead of Rutherford.org. Indeed, since the towers fell on 9/11, the U.S. government has posed a greater threat to our freedoms than any terrorist, extremist, or foreign entity ever could.
Oh, yeah. They hate us for our freedoms, the government,
yeah,
that is.
And every time they declare a new war, we lose more freedoms. I mean, think about the drug war, and, you know, then 9/11, they didn't even declare war. They just went to war.
Yeah.
All
of those Middle Eastern conflicts, not wars, at least not officially. Right, not, they didn't even follow their own process.
Even like Operation Desert Storm, that's not a war, it's just an operation or something?
Desert Storm, I believe, was the last sanctioned one. Because at first it was Desert Shield, when they were only being defensive, and then it changed to Desert Storm one fateful night in
Iraqi Freedom.
January 91, I believe.
Oh, and then Iraqi Freedom wasn't a war?
I believe that is correct. It is a conflict, not a war.
What the heck is the difference?
So Congress,
we just are killing people.
Congress needs to sign off.
When you take over a country, that's war.
No, I know. And they keep making up all these euphemisms, right? Like my favorite one that the government put out there was, well, you know, we're not conducting war. We're conducting kinetic military action. Like, really? That's the most BS terminology I think I've ever heard.
I'm not trading in cryptocurrency. I'm conducting kinetic coin action.
It's very interesting how murderers, they that doesn't work on the stand, yet it works perfectly fine for the United States
because
government.
They can't say what it is, otherwise it'll upset people. They can't say, well, we're bombing brown people again. We're murdering innocent brown people again. They can't say that because, you know, it doesn't look good for them. It doesn't bode well for their election hopes next term. Indeed, since the towers fell, the U.S. government has posed a greater threat to our freedoms than any terrorist, extremist, or foreign entity ever could. While nearly 3,000 people did die in the 9/11 attacks, the U.S. government and its agents have easily killed at least 10 times that number of civilians in the U.S. and abroad since 9/11 through its police shootings, SWAT team raids, drone strikes, and profit-driven efforts to police the globe, sell weapons to foreign nations, which too often fall into the hands of terrorists, and foment civil unrest in order to keep the security industrial complex gainfully employed.
Yeah, I mean, they had to exclude basically women and children overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan in order to get that low of a figure, too. That's the crazy thing. It's like, you know, 30 times? No, you were talking about a million people, and they're only counting basically, you know, white Americans, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounded like he was saying Americans.
Yeah.
Not just everyone.
Right.
Yeah, he's combining, you know, he's saying that the 3,000 people that died in 9/11, you know, while tragic, pales in comparison to the uncounted total number of people who have been killed by U.S. government actions.
Of our own people.
And other people, you know, so like combined U.S. citizens and people outside the U.S.
Yeah, it's like 100 times if you're counting other people.
The numbers in Iraq and Afghanistan were like a million women and children.
Well, and that's only if you go by, like, the government's own official numbers. So the real numbers...
But they weren't releasing numbers.
Right. They stopped at some point. They're still counting. They just stopped releasing it.
Yeah, fair enough.
At some point. So nobody really knows. The best they can do is guesstimate.
Okay. Unofficial, yes. Non-profit counted murders right. by the United States government in Iraq and Afghanistan exceeded a million people.
Yes, just those two alone. So now combine, you know, Syria, all the other countries that the United States has taken some military
action. Not even included in that number.
Right. Now, and then also democide. We've talked about that here on Free Talk Live a bunch. You can find information about democide. These are people that have been died directly of government action. And it's within the United States, or at least United States citizens as well. They do this for every country. I believe Hawaii.edu is the website that has all the data on democide, D-E-M-O-C-I-D-E. It's just death by government is
I wonder
democide is.
What kind of things they count in that, because like I always say that one of my friends died directly because of the war on drugs, just because of the fact he overdosed, and the person that was with him, I mean, I'm assuming they were scared and left him there. And they wouldn't have done that if they weren't afraid of being put in a cage for the rest of their life. They would have been like, oh, crap, my friend's overdosing, need to tell someone.
Yeah, that's there are
countless people who have died of those types of things because of government action or inaction.
It's a regular occurrence. I mean, nobody wants to get involved because they're afraid of the government. What's the government going to do? You know, and then more people die.
Well, I can tell you what they've done. The American people have been treated like enemy combatants, to be spied on, tracked, scanned, frisked, searched, subjected to all manner of intrusions, intimidated, invaded, raided, manhandled, censored, silenced, shot at, locked up, denied due process, and killed. In allowing ourselves to be distracted by terror drills, foreign wars, and color-coded warnings, pandemic lockdowns, and other carefully constructed exercises in propaganda, sleight of hand and obfuscation, we failed to recognize that the U.S. government, the government that was supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, has indeed become the enemy of the people.
Yeah, I never thought otherwise, but
603-283-6160. Do you think government is the enemy of the people?
Yes.
Give us a call. More Free Talk Live's next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be in New York City's Lower Manhattan tomorrow for the ceremony commemorating the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The ceremony includes a reading of the names of the nearly 3,000 people who were killed on 9/11. There will be moments of silence and bell tolls. The ceremony will largely be similar to what it has been in the past. President Biden not expected to speak at any of the three ceremonies. Saudi Arabia is again proclaiming its innocence in the 9/11 terrorist attacks while victims' families push for transparency. Nearly 3,000 people were murdered on that day by 19 Islamic terrorists, 15 of them who were from Saudi Arabia. Three Saudi government officials were questioned, then cleared by the 9/11 Commission in testimony that's remained sealed. You're listening to USA Radio News. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says the Delta variant is driving the surge of new infections across the United States. Zients saying this outbreak remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated, the same thing President Biden continues to say. As far as if using that rhetoric is helpful to get people vaccinated, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
if you think his obvious disdain for the people who have not gotten vaccinated helps people like me convince the vaccine hesitant to get vaccinated, you're absolutely wrong. The message should be these vaccines are doing a great job at protecting people from severe illness and death, and you should encourage everyone to talk to their doctor.
Governor Gavin Newsom is projected to win big in California's recall election. A new poll from UC Berkeley indicates Democrat Newsom has a commanding lead of more than 20 points in the special election. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you can control. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And I just want to take a minute and say thank you to Dirk Struan, S-T-R-U-A-N. Dirk Struan is a platinum amplifier. What does that mean? Well, Dirk gives a good chunk of money to Free Talk Live through the amplifier program for the specific purpose of getting this radio show onto more radio stations. We're currently enjoyed on over 180 stations. We could be on 200. We could be on 300. We could be on more. It's up to you. Visit amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We only ask for $5. That's the minimum. You can give more if you like, and there's different perks for the different levels of giving. And this money goes directly to help get us on more radio stations. It does not go into the captain's beer budget. It does not go into Chris's technology fund, nor does it go to Bonnie's, what's your thing? What do you have, your pop music collection?
Yep.
Yep. So it does not go to those places.
When are we going to get one of those funds? I want one of those funds.
Well, you have a show. Set one up. Put it on your own show. Advertise it on that. At any rate, thank you to Dirk Strawn. If you would like to support this show, please visit amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so we've been talking about this commentary from Rutherford.org, in which the founder, Mr. Whitehead, has been talking about all of the things that the ways that the government has sort of taken away or stripped away our freedoms and our rights since 9/11 in the 20 years or so. Tomorrow, actually, is the anniversary of that. So consider that the government's answer to every problem has been more government and at taxpayer expense and less individual liberty. And that's not just over the last 20 years. That's of all time. I mean, whenever there's a problem, we'll better throw some more government at it. Every crisis, manufactured or otherwise, since the nation's early beginnings, has become a make-work opportunity for the government to expand its reach and its power at taxpayer expense while limiting our freedoms at every turn. The Great Depression, the World Wars, the 9/11 terror attacks, the COVID-19 pandemic. Viewed in this light, the history of the United States is a testament to the old adage that liberty decreases as government and bureaucracy grow. Or to put it another way, as government expands, liberty contracts. This is how the emergency state operates, after all. And we should know, we've spent the last 20 years in a state of emergency, according to the government. From 9/11 to COVID, quote, we the people, unquote, have acted the part of the helpless, gullible victims desperately in need of government to save us from whatever danger threatens.
Yeah, I like that he just said that, because that's what this article is kind of making my thought stream go towards, is people who believe that we need the government just to survive really have such a helpless, defeatist attitude towards life. Like, you couldn't survive without somebody, you know, handing you things.
They have the belief that, you know, children have, rightfully children have, regarding their parents. You know, and people always, they call it the nanny state, they call it the patriarchy, right, whatever it is, the daddy state, you know, that kind of thing. They use these terms because this is an accurate description of what full-grown adults act like towards government.
It's kind of sad, too, because it wasn't always this way. I mean, if you go back to the 1900s,
My lifetime, it's always been this way.
Sure, sure, but yeah, certainly in all of our lifetimes, it's always been this way. We've had a nanny state. But if you look back, you know, there was a time period, you know, in the 1900s where young kids, you know, they put 5-year-olds to work.
Yeah.
And I'm not looking to, like, give 5-year-olds hard labor or anything like that. But, like, it isn't a bad thing for kids to learn to work, you know?
I worked.
And pick up skills and things like that.
I began working at age 13. I worked on Saturdays for a relative for around 8 hours or so. And that was, I didn't get allowance. I didn't have allowance. That was how I earned my own, you know. And so, and of course, my parents were super frugal, and they would take my, they were like the government. They would take my money from me and not let me spend it and put it into an account.
Yeah.
And then, like, maybe I could talk them into, like, once a year or something, let me spend it on something. But that is how I bought my first guitar as well, right? So I did this job, you know, a year or so went by. I found in the Sears catalog or something, some cheapy electric guitar.
I'm not sure a big fan of taking kids' money that they've earned, and the reason for that is because kids need to learn to manage their own money, you know? So I kind of have the feeling of, you know, take care of them, but let them earn their own money, and then let them manage it, you know? Yeah,
they were trying to teach me these things. They just thought the best way to do that was to take the money and not allow me to spend it until I could convince them to give it back to me.
Yeah, kids, they have actually, underdeveloped brains, so they might need help from their parents, but, you know, it's different than an adult who
gives money to the government. So often used as an excuse, because, and if you use that excuse for a child, right, you have to continue to use that excuse, and you can use it and continue to use it up until, like, 30.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then if you look at, you know, the reality of it, yeah, okay, some people are, you know, their brains at 30 are not as mature, and it's more of an impression kind of thing as other people, but at the same time, you can look at 10-year-olds that are more mature than 30-year-olds, and it's like, it's not a brain development thing. It's just there are different people with different personality traits. Some are more risky, some are less. And, you know, we shouldn't be forcing these things, you know, people to be less risky or, you know, or any of those things. You know, it's up to each individual person to make those decisions for themselves, whether they're 5 years old or they're 30 years old or they're 55 years old.
Yeah, this child slash abusive parent relationship that most people have with their government is... that's an accurate description of how it is, because it's like, oh, well, you know, you're going to, you know, beat me when I do things wrong or throw me in a cage or threaten me with violence or whatever. But then when something, oh, my gosh, I need you. My dad can beat up your dad, which is, you know, my government can beat up your government and that kind of a thing. Right. And so it's a very accurate analogy for the relationship between most people and government. The article continues, in turn, regarding this attitude, the government has been all too accommodating and eager while also expanding its power and authority in the so-called name of national security.
And the most warped, messed up part of this whole thing that we've been discussing this segment is, yeah, most people do act like, oh, I'm just going to let the government take care of me. But they're not really thinking of it hard enough because really... you're getting stolen from and getting gypped.
Yeah, and if you are sort of living off the government dole, quote-unquote, you're really leeching off of other people who produce, other people who provide goods and services and are having their money taken away from them just so that you can get by.
I mean, if for whatever reason you're really down in the... in your life, you're really down and you have to do it for a while, I don't necessarily, like, look bad at you because
right.
you're getting your money stolen from you anyway, but just, yeah. you know, try to get out of that.
Yeah, it's one of the things I always like to point out, especially to libertarians. It's like, okay, how much money did they steal from you and how much are you going to say, no, I won't take that money, you know, I won't take that
yeah.
that assistance? In my mind, take all the money you can from the government, and it's because they've already stolen it from you.
Well, if you're of that frame of mind, though, right? But there are people who are of the frame of mind, and like, I just want a free ride and have everything paid for.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, and I agree with you. I think it's a different matter if you. I mean, certainly anybody who is living off the state and has never held a job, you know. Okay,
fine. Politicians, for example.
But yeah, you know, but even in that circumstances, it's like how many of these people really exist, and I don't know.
The people who live off government, and I'm talking about not just like welfare recipients yeah. and that. I'm talking about employees too. They do not respect where their pay comes from because it's taken by force. It's going to come to them whether or not they respect it. So, of course, it doesn't have the respect that well-earned money, when you provide a good or service, has for everybody else. 603-283-6160. When we come back, we'll talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. It is the final segment about to get underway. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about this article from Rutherford.com entitled 20 Years of Government-Sponsored Tyranny, The Rise of the Security Industrial Complex from 9/11 to COVID-19. This article is penned by John Whitehead, who's the founder of the Rutherford Institute over at Rutherford.org. He goes on to say, this is a government that has grown so corrupt, greedy, power-hungry, and tyrannical over the course of the past 240 or so years that our constitutional republic has since given way to idiocracy, and representative government has given way to kleptocracy, and a kakistocracy, which is a government run by unprincipled career politicians, corporations, and thieves that panders to the worst vices in our nature and has little regard for the rights of American citizens. He's not wrong there. The United States of America, as far as the formation of the government is concerned, was supposed to be, for the first time in history, the smallest government ever. Because all the people who, you know, were doing all the founding fathers and the people that surrounded them that they don't talk about in the history books were all very much freedom-oriented, as we are here, at least on this show and with the New Hampshire freedom movement in general. They are all very fervent about freedom and liberty and not being oppressed by this institution called government, which
well, I don't know for how long even they were. George Washington killed Americans.
Well, correct, but what I'm saying is at the inception, the idea was, well, we'll just have the smallest one ever. Well, it didn't work. It didn't work. The attempt to create the smallest government on planet Earth didn't work, and instead, it has created the largest empire that planet Earth has ever seen.
Yep, as soon as they got a taste of power, they went crazy.
Yeah, it's interesting because you have to remember that the perspective of these individuals was effectively, they lived under one of the most powerful empires in history, the United Kingdom, right? And they fought the United Kingdom.
Yes.
And they won. And so absolutely they were thinking small government.
Yes. And what this all really amounts to, the article continues, is a war on the American people, fought on American soil, funded with taxpayer dollars, and waged with a single-minded determination to use national crisis, manufactured or otherwise, in order to transform the American homeland into a battlefield. Indeed, the government's mismanagement of various states of emergency in the past 20 years has spawned a massive security industrial complex, the likes of which have never been seen before. According to the National Priorities Project at the Progressive Institute for Policy Studies, since 9/11, the United States has spent $21 trillion on militarization, surveillance, and repression. Clearly, this is not a government that is a friend to freedom. Rather, this is a government that, in conjunction with its corporate partners, views the citizenry as consumers of bits of data to be bought, sold, and traded. This is a government that spies on and treats its people as if they have no right to privacy, especially in their own homes, while the freedom to be human is being erased.
Yeah, Apple.
Right? The engagement of billions of dollars in military equipment that is still being sent to police departments across the country.
Yep.
This is a government that is laying groundwork to weaponize the public's biomedical data as a convenient means by which to penalize certain unacceptable social behaviors.
Bill Gates?
Yeah, like not getting a vaccine. Oh, you have to get penalized. You can't go into a grocery store or work for this company.
You don't have a vaccine passport. Sorry, pal. Can't come in to see the concert that you paid for. Incredibly, a new government agency, HARPA, that's a healthcare counterpart to the Pentagon's research and development arm, DARPA, will take the lead in identifying and targeting, quote, signs, unquote, of mental illness or violent inclinations among the populace by using artificial intelligence to collect data from Apple Watches, Fitbits, Amazon Echo, and Google Home.
Because artificial intelligence has just worked so well so far for things like that.
I mean, they can barely do speech recognition, right? And that's like... And it's funny because it's pattern recognition. And really what they're not, you know, it's funny when they talk about AI, what they're really talking about is pattern recognition. We don't really have AI. And, they constantly, AI is this thing that every, 10 or 20 years, they go on and on about. And then it's like, what are we really talking about?
Well, and we've already seen some of this deployed in police departments around the United States. There was one in Florida. There's another in Chicago where they are implementing algorithms to predict pre-crime, like straight out of Minority Report, the movie. So they literally, in Chicago, I don't know if we covered this or not on Free Talk Live. We covered the one in Florida. I know I did anyway. But in Chicago, there was a guy who was approached by all these police because this algorithm had predicted that he was going to be shot.
Oh, my goodness.
And so they created their own outcome because he was a black guy living in a black neighborhood. And when the cops come to see him a couple of different times and they go, hey, why are the cops at your house? He automatically becomes an enemy of them because they think he's working with the cops.
Yeah.
And now they want to find out why he's all chummy with the cops. And when he didn't actually do anything, it was the cops who, like, ran this algorithm and based on their demographic data and how much money he earned in the neighborhood that he lived in, that he was going to get shot at some time in the next couple of years.
It makes me so angry that the cops waste people's time, like, whether it's something like you just described or even just pulling you over. It just makes me so, so angry that they feel that they have the power to do something like that. Like, dude, I'm living here. living here.
And the only way out of it is mass disobedience. You know, we can disobey as, you know, much as we can individually. It's not until a whole bunch more people wake up and start not complying and disobeying on a massive scale. That's when this is going to end.
It's not going to end until more people, you know, stop being lazy who believe in liberty and migrate to New Hampshire, because it's the only chance we have. People are not natural. I don't think people are naturally liberty-minded. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we make up 3% of the population. And unless you get enough people to you know, people who are liberty-minded to get off their behinds and move to New Hampshire as part of a migration, you know, and focus on that.
Vote with your feet, people.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only way things will change. And fortunately, we are seeing change. It feels kind of slow, but it's going to change fast when you get to that certain point, to that I'm a loss of words at the moment. But when you get to that point, you'll know it, because things will change really fast.
Yeah, we just hit a new level of tyranny, so I'm interested to see if it's making more people interested in, you know, wanting to move to New Hampshire or band together.
It's kind of been a good thing, I think. You know, despite the fact of all the bad that's come from it, you know, the last couple of years has driven more people to New Hampshire, and it is increasing the speed at which the migration will hit that tipping point. And we will win. It's just, you know, it's still going to take some time, but we are winning. So
the article continues, this is a government that routinely engages in taxation without representation, whose elected officials lobby for our votes only to ignore us once elected. This is a government comprised of petty bureaucrats, vigilantes masquerading as cops, and faceless technicians. This is a government that railroads taxpayers into financing government programs whose only purpose is to increase the power and wealth of the corporate elite. This is a government, a warring empire, that forces its taxpayers to pay for wars abroad that serve no other purpose except to expand the reach of the military-industrial complex. This is a government that uses fusion centers, which represent the combined surveillance efforts of federal, state, and local law enforcement, to track the citizenry's movements, record their conversations, and catalog their transactions. This is a government whose wall-to-wall surveillance has given rise to a suspect society in which the burden of proof has been reversed, such that Americans are now assumed guilty until or unless they can prove their innocence. And we don't have to look any further than
the
Crypto Six.
Yeah.
You can find out more at thecrypto6.com for those of you who are unfamiliar with the saga of the Crypto Six, where
56 FBI agents, not including other law enforcement, raided Free Talk Live Studio.
Yeah.
And that's the second FBI raid here. And the first one was effectively targeted at suppressing speech by undermining the radio station.
Yeah, people doing peaceful things, not harming other people, not damaging other people's property, were arrested and, of course, kept as if they were convicted inside of a jail cell for far too long.
Nobody, our co-host Nobody, was kept for almost 6 months, and now they're barring him from his right to speak on Free Talk Live.
We're out of time. If you want to know more, visit thecrypto6.com. If you missed any of tonight's program, find us at the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor, and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with